Hello.
Hi.
This is Middle School Happy Hour
on Radio Free Brooklyn.
I'm Emily.
And I'm Jamie.
And I'm really excited.
And I have no idea what's about to happen.
Because I've referenced it numerous times on the show, and the time has come to dedicate an entire episode to this thing. And Jamie, the thing is that I was part of the ska kid scene in middle school.
Wait, you were in a clique, but it was a nerdy clique?
All right, that's... It's really breaking it down to really basic components, but yeah,
I am going to make fun of you.
I mean, that's fine. It's a ridiculous thing. It's just like the early 2000s in ska, which was already like late in the third wave. But I promise the music on this episode is genuinely good. There's definitely bad ska music out there, but the vast majority of the stuff tonight is amazing. So don't go anywhere. I also recruited my middle school friends to submit music and to submit stories tonight. So
from the ska kids. I'm so excited.
The ska kids of Caldwell, New Jersey. So all right, here we go. So first up, this is from Blair Maxwell, who was also a guest on the show.
She was
in real life back in the day.
Whoa, remember that?
I know. This is what Blair has to say. This song is middle school ska 101. It's in the dictionary. Yes, I know there was a world of ska before this song, the first wave. But in my mind, if someone wants to know what ska sounds like, you go to this song. It's probably one of the first ska songs I heard. And that song is Sell Out by Real Big Fish.
I love this song.
Yeah.
And everything's gonna be alright. Yeah, 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 yeah. The record company.
night, she said, but I can't work in fast food all my life.
Come On, Eileen by Save Ferris.
It was cool.
Yeah, that's the band that's playing at the prom in 10 Things I Hate About You.
Wow.
Some great 90s ska there. And
that's a cover.
It's a cover of Dexy's Midnight Runners, yeah, from the 80s. My friend Steve, who's also in the ska scene, made a playlist recently from like ska throwbacks, and I grabbed it from there. So he had this very short note about how we wanted to summarize his experience being a ska kid. And he said, I don't know if I have one story in particular, but I feel like it's important to mention that one dude who was at every show who had checkerboard suspenders tattooed on his body. So thank you so much, Steve. So all of these shows we would go to would be like all ages. So we'd be 13, and then 14, 15 year olds there with legit 20, 30 something. It was weird and cool. And, you know, we felt like I felt really grown up. I don't know how else.
Yeah, you sound really grown up.
Right now.
No, I mean, it sounds like you were acting really grown up.
Yeah, but also like very uncomfortable in my own body. You know, the deal.
Normal,
you get it.
13-year-old.
Normal stuff.
Yeah.
So those were two big ska scene things from 90s. And I'm going to transition us now to the more local contemporary stuff. So this song was suggested by two friends of mine, not together. So both my friend Aaron and Blair again suggested the song. Aaron actually recorded himself talking. So
I love it.
I'm going to read Blair's thing first and then play Aaron's clip. This is from a band called The Miasmics, and Blair said it's a local band whose existence we just caught the tail end of, maybe because the members went away to college. I never knew why they disbanded, actually. Still, we managed to see them live several times in this brief period. The name Ska Bathroom, which is the name of the song, speaks to the wacky and absurd element that would often characterize ska songs and band names. What is a ska bathroom? Why sing about it? Doesn't matter. It gets your feet kicking and moving in that spastic dance circle. So get on out there, you skank and pickle. The Miasmics memory lives on in the t-shirt that everyone still has. And what she's referencing is that all the boys in our ska friend group, like Dave and Aaron, they all had the same shirt, maybe in different colors from that band. And they would all wear it.
Would they coordinate?
I don't know if I think they occasionally coordinated, but it was more like at least one person would be wearing it at least like every other day. Like in middle school, I remember. Blair wanted to note that one of the most memorable shows was the 10 hours of ska at the Bloomfield Ave Cafe, and Pirates of the Caribbean was one of the bands in the lineup, and I actually have a song by them later, so I will circle back to that. Blair just wants to repeat, it was 10 hours of ska. We stayed for most of it, skanked my damn heart out.
Aww.
For those who don't know, skanking is the name of the dance you do to ska music. It's just kicking and swinging your arms around in a circle. And then, as I mentioned, Aaron also submitted this song, and this is his audio clip.
The best part about growing up in the New Jersey ska scene wasn't necessarily going to see bigger shows like Streetlight Manifesto at Starland Ballroom or something like that. The best part was going to see all-ages shows at dingy spots like Bloomfield Ave Cafe week after week and seeing the same hometown heroes up on stage and the same faces in the crowd. Bands like The Miasmics, Westbound Train, Boss Relief, and Pirates of the Caribbean. Being a part of that scene in my middle school and my high school years taught me so much of the DIY and community values that I still hold today.
And thank you for that, Aaron. And without further ado, as Aaron said, it's a very serious song with a very serious name. It's Ska Bathroom by The Miasmics.
Thank you.
All right, guys.
All right.
As a reminder, this is Middle School Happy Hour
on Radio Free Brooklyn,
and you are listening to me, Emily, and ours. And
I'm also Jamie.
And Jamie's
but I'm
here
not involved
because this is a very special ska kids episode. Because all my friends in middle school were ska kids, really,
sounds
really
like
close.
A memoir.
I mean, I'll write it one day. And we're all still really close today. And the song you just heard, they've been referenced a couple times on the show so far, but that was Pirates of the Scarabian. And I don't know what the song was called. It's called Track 2 on the CD that I found like this year in my childhood bedroom. And
so cool.
I was re-listening to it in preparation for this episode, expecting to just find like, you know, shitty local music. And I really genuinely liked that song a lot.
I did too.
Which was great. That band was made up with like local high school kids while we were in middle school. So we looked up to them. One was the older brother of my friend Brian.
Oh my God.
Yeah. The lead singer was definitely a girl named Sarah, because the CD I have has in Sharpie, Sarah is a sexy beast written on it. I don't know if that's the CD title or someone just like DIY drew on it. But yeah, it was pretty cool finding that. And all right, up next, this is a song that means a lot to me and to both Blair again and Molly, Miss Molly.
Aww.
Because they both also submitted the song. So this is going to be by a band called Westbound Train that me and all my friends loved. They were semi-local. I think we found out the lead singer actually went to our high school, but they were also like Boston-based and sort of Northeastern in general. And wow. We've all like gotten together over the years to see them again.
Aww.
Over and over. So this is what Blair had to say about this song. We're going to play the song Forever by Westbound Train. Blair said, Westbound Train's album 522, and that's T-O-T-W-O, was probably my most played album and forever my most played song during the ska days. As a pining young teen, I loved the romance of the song as well as the easy to sing along vocal range. Although the song didn't require any hyperactive skanking, instead you must muster up the courage to twirl your crush and show off some swing-inspired dance moves. But mostly it was a warm, fuzzy moment to sway with your best buds. And Blair wanted to note that a memorable show she associates with this song is Ska Prom, the semi-formal dress event that took place at the North Caldwell Firehouse. Adorable. And this is what Molly had to say about this song. So she said, of all the ska bands I was obsessed with in the early 2000s, Westbound Train is the one that I have not outgrown at all. Westbound Train was, is, are they still together? Spotify shows a single from 2019, a perfect blend of ska, reggae, soul, funk, and R&B with mellifluous lead vocals that melted your heart. A far cry from the aggressive trumpets and whiny singers of the ska punk bands they often shared the stage with. After all, they were the only ska band I ever knew to cover Sam Cooke, and they did it well. I think I've seen Westbound Train over 10 times since 2004 at venues ranging from the Bloomfield Ave Cafe in Montclair, RIP, the events hall of the North Caldwell Fire Department, to Irving Plaza in NYC, where I saw them open for Rancid in 2008. At any show, the crowd was made up of diehard fans like us who knew every single lyric to every single song, and I remember feeling such a camaraderie with the other fans, something kind of magical in the air. There's something special about looking back at my time at these shows, knowing that this band is at once a fixture of my youth, but still a treasured part of my present. And she actually lists a few songs to play, and one of them is Forever. So I figured since Blair and her suggested it, we got to play it. So here is Forever by Westbound Train.
Cool.
Something I know that won't come. Yeah, well, she's mighty cute, so I thought I might make my move. I saddled up beside her to see what she's about. I introduced myself, but then I found out that she's got you on dance, cause then I don't have a chance. When we play, she won't stay. She's got you on go. I'll be after the show, but I can search you so far away.
She Hates Ska by a band called I Voted for Kodos.
That's so ironic.
Yeah, it is. And this is a band who's, I don't even know if I would be able to name another song by them, but I know this name from just stickers I saw everywhere all the time in like the ska scene. And Jillian suggested this song, and here is a little clip she made.
I've got to say, I remember this song, but barely, and I only looked up this band because I had one of their t-shirts that I subsequently made into a part of my t-shirt blanket that I made when I was 18 years old. But I remember this band played in the like DIY New Jersey venues all the time that I would go to. And I think at the time in middle school and high school, I was really into this band, but I cannot remember like one thing about them. But listening to this song, it's coming back a little, and it's, this song is kind of like the epitome of third wave ska, which is like the really fast, like pop punky version of ska that tended to appeal to middle schoolers and high schoolers, because what 13-year-old kid isn't into pop punk, like fast, aggressive music that like really illustrates all of their angst. And I mean, it looks like this band hasn't released anything since 2008. So I hope they're doing well.
All right. Thank you so much to Jillian. And
thank you, Jillian.
Yeah. And of course, everyone else who's been participating.
Thank you, everyone.
So up next, I realized that I wanted to give a little bit more historical context for ska. If anyone's tuning in and just really never was blessed enough to be so immersed in the ska scene for as many years as I was in my youth. So the next song I'm going to play is by a band called The Specials. And we also played them earlier this summer in June when we were highlighting Black artists that really influenced us.
Yes.
And I picked a different song by that band. So a little background about The Specials and ska in general. The Specials were a band that I always saw as like iconic ska. They were actually ska revival, aka like second wave ska, from the late 70s. in general, I was vaguely aware of the integral Black history involved with ska at the time when I was in middle school, but definitely wasn't the focus of the mostly white suburban ska kids I grew up around. So the Specials were an English ska revival and two-tone band. Ska originated in Jamaica in the 1950s and actually predates reggae. According to JamaicansMusic.com, quote, ska is a combined musical element of Caribbean mento and calypso with a bit of American jazz and also rhythm and blues. It separates itself from other musical genres due to its walking bass line accented with rhythms on the upbeat. In the early 1960s, ska was the dominant music genre of Jamaica and was popular with other communities as well, including the British community. So two-tone, which is what the Specials sort of meshed with ska, is from the late 70s and combined ska with punk and new wave. And my friends have been referencing this throughout the episode, but if the Specials were ska revival, the 90s and early 2000s era ska that makes up most of what me and my friends listen to is like third wave ska, which was like much harder sort of punk elements as well. And another note on the Specials, they had explicitly anti-racist origins with the goal of integrating Black and white people. And in fact, fun fact, the famous Black and white checkerboard pattern associated with the ska music scene, like what you see on Van's shoes, was meant as a visual representation of bringing people of color and white people together. So a little fun fact for you and a little history about ska. And without further ado, here is one of my favorite Special songs. I don't know. It's probably politically incorrect these days. I don't really know. But I love this song. And it's Little Bitch by the Specials.
Yay.
1, 2.
Sleep.
castle.
Alrighty, that was Everybody's Better by the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones.
Love it.
And
fun name.
Yeah, it's such a great name. I also only recently realized it was like the word stone isn't like, it's not like a rock. It's like Boss Tones.
Yeah.
I just always associated them with like a silly rock. Anyway, so my friend Brian submitted that song and he wanted to note that he remembers when that album came out when he was in sixth grade and buying it at Borders and being so excited.
Aww.
Which is really cute. And the album
R.I.P.
is the album is A Jackknife to a Swan. Cool. All right. And Jamie, you have a special message for
sure
us.
Sure do. So if you're listening in, this is Radio Free Brooklyn. And as Radio Free Brooklyn, we are free public radio, which means that we are a nonprofit radio that allows public access to whatever you want to hear. So there's a few things that keep us going. One is just your continued support, your continued listening, your continued sharing and posting on social media. Follow us at Radio Free BK on Instagram. Go to our website, radiofreebrooklyn.org, to get involved, to donate, whatever you want to do. And you should support our sponsors. That's a great way to stay involved. So one of our sponsors is City Running Tours. And what's awesome about City Running Tours is they do socially distanced community runs in all five boroughs, except Staten Island. So all four boroughs, 7 days a week. And so you can learn more about them at their website, cityrunningtours.com/New York City. Or check out a live tour every Saturday at 10 a.m. on Instagram, and you can go to instagram.com/cityrunningtours or their handle at cityrunningtours.
Thank you so much, Jamie.
Anytime.
So up next, we have another selection by Jillian Maxwell. So this is going to be the song Jump and Swing and Sway by the band Baby Love and the Vandangos, which is an incredible band name. And she recorded a little audio clip for us again. So here she is, followed by that song.
I don't know how the fuck I found this band. They're like a random Danish ska band, and like looking on Spotify now, they have like zero listens, but somehow I found this album in middle school and made my dad buy it for me on iTunes, and I had the CD that I listened to in the car and like in my room all the time, and it's like the most vanilla, like sunshiny, like let's dance and like loving is great and like we're gonna like dance to like upbeat like positive sounding horns. It's just like so bland sounding now when I listen to it, but like back then when I was 13 14 12, whenever I discovered this album, like it probably to me was kind of like the anti-emo, and it was like, this is happy music and this is like fun music and like this is what I like to listen to because I'm a happy fun person, blah blah blah. But now, yeah, it's kind of embarrassing to listen to this, but it, I mean, it's still like pleasant. It's just like so boring.
When life knocks you to the floor, you gotta get up and dance some more. Your worries and your 9 to 5, and just dance your troubles away. Forget the boss shouting in your ear and just jump and shake a leg. Brush off the dust from the factory floor and just dance your troubles away. Cause you got something they can't take away. How you jump and swing and sway. You get some knocks out of life. You don't have to tell me twice. But when you're knocked to the floor, just get up and dance some more. Oh, forget that girl who walked out the door and just dance your troubles away. That's one knot, but there's plenty more. So jump and shake a leg. She took your money and your house and car, but just dance your troubles away.
Cause you got something she can't take away. How you jump and swing and sway. Your worries and your 9 to 5, and just dance your troubles away. Forget the boss shouting in your ear, and just jump and shake a leg. Brush off the dust from the factory floor, and just dance your troubles away. Cause you got something they can't take away. How you jump and swing and sway. Something she can't take away. How you jump and swing and sway. How you jump and swing and sway. She called me up on the sly. She said, please don't tell all your friends, because they might tell my husband, and then you know I'll never see you. You know he'll probably wanna beat you, and I'm sure he will be beat you. So I call you on the sly. Please don't ask us, you know why. I won't lie and say I like the way you talk at me. It's more something like in the way you go at me. So I'll see you at 16. I told her only trouble.
You'll be left wanting more. in the time after your man has murdered me.
Alrighty, that was one of my all-time favorite songs, period, not just ska songs. That was Married Girl by the Slackers, and I definitely needed to play a Slackers song. Blair, again, submitted this one. She said that they were another band we saw live frequently. The song is pretty adult for middle school, which was maybe part of the appeal, but in any case, it's a fan favorite across all age groups. I had a big crush on Vic Ruggiero, who was Ruggiero, I'm going to pronounce that right, and he's the lead singer, and he is devilishly charming. He has like a really thick Brooklyn accent, or at least that's what I think it is. And
he loves a Brooklyn accent.
And but he has like the smoothest singing voice, and he's just so charming to see live. So adorable. And Blair associates that band with a memorable show at Maxwell's in Hoboken. Another R.I.P.
Oh.
I know. All right, so I think we have time for just a few more songs. Unfortunately. I have so much more. I could probably do a second episode, honestly, dedicated to this, but I'm just going to play a personal favorite. So this is a song that, Jamie, you love that movie SLC Punk. It's in that movie.
Oh yeah.
And it's definitely part of that third wave punk thing of ska. It's by a band called The Suicide Machines. And that band name scared me when I was a kid and I first heard of it, but the song is called New Girl, and it's a great, great, really quick song. So cool. Enjoy. Guys, we have one more song for you we're gonna go out on. So this is a song by a band called Streetlight Manifesto.
Hey.
That I actually was the only show I've ever crowd surfed at, and that I was in high school at that point, but yeah. And Blair submitted a different song by them from the one I'm gonna play for you, but she had to say this about the band. Streetlight Manifesto is the epitome of NJ third wave ska. But ironically, I never saw them live. They were super third wave and punk leaning, so I can only imagine the energy of those shows. I didn't pursue their music much outside of my Everything Goes Numb CD, but I have to include them in this list because I feel like they were so central to the NJ ska scene identity. Mm-hmm. Part of their members were from Catch 22, and they always felt like the hometown boys that made it big. To this day, when I meet other former ska kids and they learn I'm from New Jersey, Streetlight Manifesto is always the first thing mentioned. And the song I'm going to play for you is, I think the first time I heard this song, I was like, oh, I think I get it. I get the DIY ska music scene, because it was the first song I think I really connected to. Anyway, so it's a song called 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. So whenever I see 12:34 on the clock, I always think of this song, actually, to this day. But anyway, thank you so much for listening.
Thanks, everyone.
We'll be back Thursdays, 10 p.m.
10 p.m. next Thursday.
Radio Free Brooklyn. Middle School Happy Hour.
That's us.
Good night.
Night.
You try to get by. You're never gonna pull it off. You shouldn't even try. You're a wet cigarette. You're always second best. They're never gonna give a shit about anybody but themselves. So you fight for them to realize there's more to life, there's more to you, there's more than meets the eye. And when you're done, the battle's been won. You sit back, you smile, and this is what you hum, you hum.
You try to get by. You're never gonna pull it off. You shouldn't even try. You're a wet cigarette. You're always second best. And they're never gonna give a shit about anybody but themselves. You fight for them to realize there's more to life, there's more to you, there's more than meets the eye. And when you're done, your battle's been won. You sit back, you smile, and this is what you hum, you hum. Years go by, the diamond does fly. Every single second is a moment in time. The past is so quick, and it seems like a thing. And when you're looking back, what it amounts to everything. Well, I got myself, I got my friends, I got my little family, but that's not where it ends. This one goes out to you, goes out to everyone. It's in the name of honesty, cause life has just begun. Look around, little brother, can you tell me what you see? You're a big boy now, so take responsibility. You never had it hard, well now it's getting tough. So you whine, 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 and you say you've had enough. You say I'm full of shit, that I'm a hypocrite. I shouldn't talk when I can't take the advice that I give. Well maybe you're right, but open your eyes. The main difference here is that I try, try, try.
Because we're very busy. Music bands make almost nothing from record sales.